This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two items with which to begin this next story. Number one, it was 30 degrees with sleet and freezing rain in Washington today. Number two, though, the Washington Nationals and the rest of professional baseball have been in spring training for a week or so, a sure sign that springtime will eventually be upon us. But Major League Baseball as a business has been having a bit of a rough go. Attendance is down and games, come on, they kind of drag. But according to a new report by the Sports and Fitness Industry Association, baseball participation is actually growing. Rachel Bachman covers sports for the Wall Street Journal. She wrote about that study today. It's good to have you on.
Great to be here, Kai.
I kind of can't believe I'm saying this, given the problems that Major League Baseball is having with attendance and interest and all of that. But certainly down lower in the programs, it's hot. What's going on?
Baseball participation is up overall about 21% in the last 4 years. This is a surprise to people who have seen all the critics pelting MLB for sagging attendance and games that seem to never end.
How is baseball doing this? First of all, let's stipulate here, it's a conscious thing. It's an organized thing that Major League Baseball is trying to do here.
That's right. In 2015, along with USA Baseball, the governing body of the sport in the U.S., MLB launched a program called Play Ball. And the idea was just simply to get as many kids as possible playing the game, even if it was just throwing a wiffle ball around at a park. They have had a bunch of events all over the country. And lo and behold, the numbers started to climb.
Do we know how much Major League Baseball is paying to make all this happen?
You know, I don't know that, but I have to say that they seem very pleased with the results. The ranks of kids who just play baseball a little bit, you know, like a handful of times a year, grew 53% in the last four years. And if they can convert even a tiny fraction of those to, you know, signing up for leagues and becoming lifelong fans, I would say that's money well spent.
Yeah, so that's casual player growth, right, based on this study. What about this thing called frequent player growth?
Yes, that's much smaller. That's about 5% over 4 years. That's, you know, kids who are generally signed up for leagues, most likely. And, right. You know, that's the harder thing to crack, but that's also the area where a lot of other sports are falling off. And so the fact that baseball is gaining, even incrementally, in those core players is really notable.
Get it back up to the major leagues for me, right? Because, and look, I go to a couple of Dodger games a year and it's fun and all, but honestly, 3+ hours for 9 innings of baseball is kind of a snoozer. Is baseball doing anything to get the actual professional game more attractive?
Well, I know they've made some tweaks to try to speed up the game, and that is an ongoing challenge. And, you know, an open question is how much sports betting might affect interest in the game. I know that that's sort of a delicate line for a lot of leagues, but some leaders in sports have said, you know, sure. The more people have riding on the game, the more likely they are to be very interested, even for 3 hours at a stretch.
Skin in the game, as it were. Rachel Bachman is a senior sports reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Rachel, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Kai.